From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Lie Detector.
Again? Okay, that's fine. Now we'll check one more thing and you're done with your physical. If you just lay down on the table.
Lie.
No, honest, we're almost finished here.
No, I mean it's not lay down on the table, it's lie down.
Excuse me?
It's lie. You said lay?
Whatever, I can never keep those things straight. Now, if you'll
The American Heritage Book of English Usage says that lay has been used to mean lie since the 1300s.
You don't say.
Yeah, it's a pretty common mistake.
Right. Could you just
lay is a transitive verb. Lie is an intransitive verb.
Okay. Well, this is a tetanus shot and this is a flu shot.
Those are really big needles. I think I need to lay down.
It's lie.
Today on Grammar Grader, we'll tackle one of the most confusing bits of word choice in common language, lay versus lie. Usage for these words is difficult for lots of reasons. They sound alike. They mean similar things. And both lay and lie are used as nouns, verbs, and idioms in dozens of different ways. Think of the popular children's bedtime prayer.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
It's no wonder these two words are so frequently mixed up. Let's first focus on the verb forms of these two words that are commonly used when things or people come to rest. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, lay is a transitive verb that means put down. Transitive verbs require objects. Put another way, transitive verbs are actions taken on something else. So while a person can't lay on a table, she can lay a book on a table. Lie is an intransitive verb that means to be in or take up a horizontal position on a supporting surface. Intransitive verbs are actions taken without objects. They are actions taken on oneself. So a cat can't lie a mouse on the floor, but it can lie in the sunshine. A simple way to decide whether to use lay or lie is to change the word in question to place or put. If the replacement word works, then lay is the right word to choose. If it doesn't, then lie is correct. For example,
put that blanket on the couch.
That sounds right. So the appropriate word choice would be
lay that blanket on the couch.
On the other hand,
Julie wasn't feeling well and needed to place down for a moment.
That doesn't sound right at all. So the correct word usage is
Julie wasn't feeling well and needed to lie down for a moment.
Wait, just a second. What about the other tenses? Isn't the past tense of lie, lay?
Yeah, and what does lane mean? It sounds like something out of Beowulf.
Most people are familiar with how to conjugate the verb lay. I will lay the pencil on the desk. I laid the pencil on the desk, and so on. However, it can be confusing because lay is also the past tense of the verb lie. The verb lie is conjugated as
I want to lie on the beach and read a book.
Yesterday, I lay on the beach and read a book.
I had lain on the beach all morning.
I was lying on the beach when the sun went down.
So if the place put rule of thumb has found that lie is the right word to use, then constructing the different tenses is a simple vocabulary choice. A couple of those words might sound old-fashioned, but they are right. And although there are specific idioms that probably aren't worth correcting, golfers play the ball where it lays, lay and lie are pretty well defined when it comes to formal written English, and they don't allow much wiggle room.
Well, if it isn't my favorite word, nerd.
Yeah, hi.
Are you okay?
I just came from the doctor. Hey, I've got this 50-pound bag of dog food on the bottom of my cart. Can you just ring that up?
Sorry, I need to scan it.
Really? Because I just got these shots in both arms and
sorry, store policy. Just lie it on the belt and I'll scan it.
It's lay.
Fine, lay it on the belt and I'll scan it. And then I think you should go home and lay down. You look awful.
It's lie.
Ugh, that's it. I'm calling my manager.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the American Heritage Book of English Usage and the Oxford Dictionary of Current English. You can find both at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Corey also wrote this episode. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.